This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. We're going to talk about more DEI death in this whole industry that's fake. It's been fake and now it's dying and it's fantastic. Speaking of which, the Obama Center, the Obama Library is drowning, and in part because of DEI. That'll be hilarious. A former DOJ attorney is lying about everything. A hilarious headline from professional hockey. All that, I'm going to yell at younger workers, and so much more coming up in the final hour of the world-famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, we've had similar conversations to this in the past. It's mainly been about climate communism, about how it's a completely made-up thing. There's no such man is not changing the climate of the planet. That's not a thing. So they created something out of nothing, and out of that something they created, they have then built industries on it. Think, just wrap your mind around this. Think about how many industries that have been built and how many have been destroyed based on the entirely fake thing that man is changing the climate of the planet. Just think about how many coal plant closures, nuclear plant closures, attacks on oil, shutdowns of pipelines, the businesses destroyed. That's a small sample of businesses destroyed. Those are just the big ones. Then think about how many businesses would never exist without this entirely fake concept. I mean, you're already thinking about solar panels and windmills, but it's way, way, way beyond that. How many businesses would never exist without it? All of it. Fake, built on the idea that mankind is changing the climate. Now, you already know about that part of it. But the DEI fake industry has been horrifying yet fascinating to watch. This idea that white men have too much of everything, and therefore should be cut out of as many things as possible. It's not only horrible, it not only destroys things, it's the most nakedly racist, discriminatory thing that's happened in this country since the segregation movement. Easily. Whole systems. Companies will brag about their diversity efforts. And remember this, whenever you see any entity, school, company, professional sports team, anybody bragging about diversity efforts is bragging about white racism. That's what they're bragging about. Hey, this is how racist we're going to be against white people. That's what they're bragging about. I mean, look, you know I don't do this kind of conservatism because it's lame, but it's the equivalent to, hey, we're going to be doing some hiring next month, and I promise everyone but black people, they can apply. How's that sound? That's what companies do now. We're diversifying 20% of our workforce. Okay, so you're either firing white people or you're eliminating them from consideration. But again, it doesn't work. And like all fake communist industries, there's always a time limit on it. What ultimately collapsed the Soviet Union, look, guys like Reagan and things like that helped, don't get me wrong, but what ultimately brought it to its knees was simply, it didn't work. Everything just broke eventually. You can only tell so many lies for so long. It doesn't work. It was ultimately, according to Gorbachev, it was Chernobyl that really brought about the complete end of the Soviet Union. Things broke and they lied about it, and soon it got international fame, and it was just finally too much. Headline. NBC News, 150 layoffs gut the Black, Latino, Asian American, and LGBTQ diversity teams. You see, when money's pouring in and you're trying to get a nice pat on the head from the various communists in this country, sure, you can hire an LGBTQ diversity team. Hey, do we have enough gays in here? Where's Lindsay? But when times start getting lean, when advertisers start pulling out, when ratings start going down, and you, the CEO, the member of the board, you have to sit down and think to yourself, okay, who brings value and who doesn't? It's that moment you look and you say, the diversity team's going to need to go. And as I've told you many times before, yes, there are all kinds of dirty communists in corporate America who really believe in this stuff, but there are mostly just cowards in corporate America who did this stuff because they felt pressured. They did this stuff because it was popular and they knew it was poison and they knew it was bad and they knew it didn't do anything for the bottom line, but they went along with it anyway because they're gutless cowards who only cared about their pension and their companies suffered greatly because of it. And those people are thrilled right now that the culture is pushing back the other way. Thrilled. They're not bummed about any of this. They're doing backflips that they finally get to get these blood-sucking leeches off of the payroll. I love this headline. Obama Center's subcontractor files $40 million discrimination lawsuit against engineering firm for overruns. So here's how this went. By the way, the subcontractor is, surprise, surprise, claiming racial discriminatory practices. Barack Obama, as you know, he's a big communist, and he's building this monstrosity of a library in Chicago. Do you know how much this thing costs? $830 million are the estimates. $830 million. That's going to be Obama's library. And of course, it's going to be a big monument to himself and how crappy America is and whatnot. And because he's a committed communist, he's going to do things like, hey, the contractor who's doing all the concrete, and there's a lot of concrete, no whiteys in here, has to be a black guy. In fact, no Asians, no nothing, has to be a black guy. And what is diversity? The death of everything. So they eliminate all these qualified people, go grab the first black guy they could find. And now you can look at pictures of it. The concrete, the place isn't even close to opening yet. The concrete's already cracking and crumbling all over the place. It's just garbage. Just garbage concrete work. Terrible concrete work. And now they're having to sue the engineering firm who said they're not accepting the concrete work. This is the stuff that is good. In the end, this stuff is good because in the end, the more diversity breaks things, the more people will wake up and think to themselves, okay, I think we can finally be done with all this. Hey, Mr. Half Horsepower Hog Shooter, I read an article about a bunch of bodies being found in Houston. Is there a serial killer down there? Since you aren't any good at killing hogs, maybe you should get in a chopper above the city and go serial killing hunter like Dexter. You know what? It's not my fault that we couldn't find any hogs, okay? It's not that I was missing the hogs. There were no hogs, okay? The last one I saw was at the No Kings protests on Saturday. There were no hogs from the helicopter. All right, that's one. Two, you know, the serial killer stuff is awful to me. Obviously, it's awful to anybody, but I don't like to read about it. I don't like to learn about it. But because my wife is one of these sick freaks who loves to learn about that stuff, I'm serial killer learning adjacent, I'll put it that way. Because anytime she's in a room or she's getting ready, she's got some serial killer podcast on or she's watching some serial killer documentary. And then, of course, she's like, why? I don't know why I couldn't sleep. Gee, I wonder why. But setting that aside, I know way more than I want to know about serial killers. And there are an alarming number of them throughout history. I have heard these stories about bodies being found with some consistency with the methods in Houston. So let me drop this totally uncomfortable little nugget on you. You will then get up, you'll check your weapons, and you'll lock your door. But here's the truth. How many serial killers have they caught? A lot, right? Throughout history, a lot. What percentage of serial killers do you think get caught? There are always serial killers out there. Always. Big cities, small towns. There are just monsters among us. Best thing I can tell you, lock up, train with your weapon, take your chalk. Take your male vitality stack from chalk or your female vitality stack so your mind will be working sharp if you ever run into a serial killer. CHOQ, natural herbal supplements are going to change your life the way they changed my life. Chalk is here to declare war on feminism, war on being weak and pathetic. We don't have to be low T. We can actually feel good, have energy, have the strength to fight back against an evil tyrannical government or a serial killer who wants to dump your body in a lake somewhere. CHOQ.com/Jesse. Chuck.com/Jesse. Go save yourself a pile of money. We're going to talk very, very briefly about this hilarious thing that happened in professional hockey. But first, I'm going to yell at some younger workers. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show, on air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com, and we'll get to those here in a couple minutes. And then we'll get to this DOJ guy. We have a bunch of other stuff we still have to do, but I have to just say something really quickly here, because Breitbart had some article. 80% of employees report toxic work environments. So there are two things that are true in life. First, don't let employers treat you like crap. Don't do that. Yes, it's work. It's going to suck sometimes, but don't let an employer treat you like crap. If you have one who does, go find one who treats you with respect like a human being. So that's true. You know what else is true? You got to suck it up sometimes. That's also true. 80% of the employees report a toxic workplace. Why don't you buck up, Buttercup? You know why I'm bringing this up? Because I heard Dome. Dome's, of course, doing this book tour. Here was Dome. Listen to what Dome had to say. This is freaking pathetic.
They're experiencing what they've coined climate anxiety, which is their fear that because of changing in extreme weather, that the future of their lives is very much at stake. My goddaughter, who's a junior in college right now, was crying to me just 2 days ago, worried about what is the world going to be for me, Auntie, she said, when I want to have kids, should I even be thinking about having children? That's on top of unaffordable, you know, not for her, but for so many in that generation, they don't aspire to own a home. They don't believe it's within their reach.
Yeah, suck it up. I'm worried about my anxiety. You know, anxiety is real. I don't want to be dismissive of anxiety, but suck it up. Okay. 80% of you don't have a toxic work environment. That's freaking ridiculous. The boss asked you to stay 15 minutes late. That's not a toxic work environment. By the way, you screwed up the last task he gave you. You also brought him back problems instead of bringing him back solutions. And he got a little snippy with you. That doesn't mean it's a toxic work environment, okay? It means you suck. And it means you need to work harder. We have really got to stop babying everybody in this freaking country when it comes to work. You know what sucks most of the time? Most of the time, work. Work sucks. It sucks sometimes. It sucks. You know how much I hated almost every job I ever had in my entire life? You know what that makes me like? Everybody else. Very few people wake up ever and say to themselves, wow, I'm so excited. It's Monday. I get to go into work now. Because you have to go, you have to do something you don't want to do, and you have to do it in order to pay the bills. No, it's not toxic every time you get snapped at in the office. It's not toxic because someone asked you to come in a little bit early. You know what that's called? Freaking work. That's what that's called. That's called having a job. That's how people are. Sorry, I said I'd go Daddy Jesse. I had to get that off my chest. This is something I have drilled into the head of my sons the other day, or all the time. And the other day, I think I already told you this, the other day they actually failed at it and I about lost my freaking mind. Did I not tell you this, Chris? Had food poisoning. This is last week, 2 weeks ago. Had food poisoning. She got some, look, she didn't get her salmon cooked all the way. That's going to happen. I did tell you this, didn't I? She had salmon, got sick as a dog, sick as a freaking dog. And I text the boys, I'm here, working. I text the boys, hey, your mom needs this, this, and this. It was, saltine crackers and ginger ale and all the crap you have to try to eat when you're sick as a dog. And my youngest actually texted me and he said, Dad, they don't have this. And I said, why are you telling me problems instead of telling me solutions? And then the guts on this kid, he tells me, I'm just going to go home without it. And I said, you must have lost your freaking mind. Don't you dare walk in that house without every single thing I gave you on that list. Don't you even think about it. And he knew he screwed up too. He absolutely knew he screwed up. But that is the kind of thing you cannot accept. I feel better now. You know what? You know what else I threw in?
In the name of a just, merciful God.
As soon as he told me I couldn't do it, you know what I said?
Shut up.
Did you hear this lady, Jennifer Welch, on the news? Good grief.
We haven't felt the same since Obama. And something broke in white people that had some racism.
Some white people had
some racism stewing in them in communities that I grew up in a totally red state. And something broke in them when there was a competent, wonderful black president, maybe they disagreed with, that was eating off the china, sleeping in the bed at the White House.
You understand that this is why everybody hates you guys now? You keep talking down to everyone in middle America? You understand that? This kind of stuff, this is Robert De Niro.
Out west in certain places, the rural places, that's the truth. Mm-hmm. Because he gets the air time. And I think that we need more air time, just more push against and not, I wish that, you can't do this in some ways, but that the news media could find ways to kind of ignore or tamp down nonsense from Trump. It's just total nonsense. But those people out there listen to it and assume if it can be on the air and it's out there, it's the truth.
They always just want to control more, censor more. They don't know any other way. You idiot, aren't you watching NBC? That's the way they are. All right, we're going to laugh about something that happened in professional hockey. We have to talk about this DOJ attorney in emails. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. All right, so first, before I get into anything else, do you remember Corinne Diversity Hire? She was... First of all, Jen Psaki was the first of Joe Biden's press secretaries, but then she went on to make money while the Joe Biden White House went into free fall, and they had to go fishing for somebody. And of course, it had to be a black lesbian because that was the only person who got hired in America for about 4 years there. And they got Corinne Diversity Hire. And surprise, surprise, she has written a book. She wrote a book, and... Look, if she wasn't such a detestable communist, I would feel bad for her, but nobody wants a book about the Biden White House unless it's trashing the Biden White House. It's one of those presidencies, very similar to Jimmy Carter's presidency, that it's not universal, but it's as close to universal as it gets of, oh, that sucked. Even in Democrat circles, because it's looked at as he lost. That he screwed up so bad. Joe Biden is blamed a lot by Democrats for the fact that Donald Trump came back. So Democrats don't like him because he lost. Republicans hate him because he was, well, a cadaver who let the country be run by communists. It's just not, it's not popular. He's going to go down as one of the least popular presidents in history. But like all the rest of the blood-sucking leeches, they all try to write books so they can make money off of the whole thing. Corinne Diversity hired at CBS. It's not going great.
Corinne, that you were on the plane with him going to the debate and you didn't see anything.
Well, when
so
we were
hard
when we were on Air Force One going on the going to the debate, you got to remember that his campaign people were on the team. His family was on the team. I actually was one of those rare trips that I didn't really see him until after the debate, even though I was on the plane. So really, I want everybody to know that I take this question incredibly seriously. I do. I was his White House press secretary, which means I had a role that saw him practically every day and traveled with him.
And you saw nothing.
For more than 95%. We've always said, we're not going to say, oh, he didn't age. He aged. And right. He poked fun at it. We always owned up. And with age comes what happens when you get older.
Which is?
But when we talk about the mental acuity, and again, I take this very, very seriously. Yeah. I never saw anyone who wasn't there. I saw someone who was always engaged. I saw someone who understood policy, pushed us on the policy, and also understood history. And there were times, I'll tell you the story, there were times where he would call me into the Oval Office and I would be like, oh no, because I knew whatever he was going to ask me was going to be direct, was going to be about a story he read, about how we're pushing back, how we're pushing a message forward.
And you write about.
Yes, he was definitely knee deep in the policy. He was definitely big on history too. Joe Biden, I'm sure, I'm sure he was a big history buff. I'm sure. Oh, you have a clip of him, Chris? Please play one. Please, I'd love to. Remember his favorite thing? Anyway, he would always lose his train of thought, and he'd be mid sentence. Anyway, go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
How would you say your mental focus is?
Oh, it's focused. I have trouble even saying to myself, my own head, the number of years. I no more think of myself as being as old as I am than fly.
Yeah, he was doing great. All right, back to this DOJ guy. Erez Ruveni, I don't know how to say his stupid name. He was a DOJ attorney. He's no longer at the DOJ. Before I play this for you, I want to remind you that Joe Biden's DOJ was the most evil Department of Justice in the history of the United States of America. Do you remember? You obviously remember the FBI labeling angry school board moms as domestic terrorists. But how did that begin? How it began was the DOJ got a letter. A letter prompted them to start digging into angry school board moms, and it was the DOJ who directed the FBI to go after angry parents at school boards. That's, honestly, everybody involved in that should spend the rest of their life in prison. That's how evil that is. In 1994, Congress passed the FACE Act. It was about violence at abortion clinics and things like that. It was really obscure. There's not really much violence at abortion clinics, so no one really heard of it. No one did anything with it. It just kind of went away. Roe versus Wade got overturned. The communists in America who love to butcher babies by the million, they were furious, furious that Roe versus Wade got overturned. In response to this, the Department of Justice, allegedly this was, of course, Lisa Monaco, one of the communists who ran the country, the Department of Justice dug up the FACE Act and started sending the FBI after any pro-lifer they could find, people who had nothing to do with the overturning of Roe versus Wade. They essentially threw a teenage hissy fit with the Department of Justice and unleashed it on the American people. On their political opponents. This guy sat at the DOJ during all that, had no problem with
this. This interview is the first time that your face has been seen in such a public way.
And I wonder if that concerns you.
It does. At the same time, I think about what we're losing in this moment. I think about why I went to the Department of Justice to do justice. And I took an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. And my view of that oath is I need to speak up and draw attention to what has happened to the department, what is happening to the rule of law. I would not be faithfully abiding by my oath if I stayed silent right now.
He didn't go to the Department of Justice to do justice. He most definitely didn't go to uphold the Constitution. Like so many other communists in this country, he went into the legal profession and then the Department of Justice because it gave him power of the law over his political opponents, over anybody who may hold back the communist revolution he's fighting, and he worked day and night on behalf of that revolution. And as long as the communist revolution was arresting pro-lifers, was labeling school board moms as domestic terrorists, he was happy to remain at the Department of Justice. The second they stopped doing that and started breaking up Antifa terror cells and prosecuting murderous, rapist illegals across the country, he chose to leave and go do interviews at 60 Minutes. This is not about this particular individual. This individual is a great example of the plague that still exists inside of our institutions and most definitely our legal institutions. These people are judges. These people are prosecutors. These people are still inside the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, these committed communists who worm their way through the bureaucracy and use the power of the government for the communist revolution. The swamp drainage is going to take a long time because people like this have worked for a long time to burrow themselves into our institutions. It's going to take us a while. All right, we'll do some emails. I'll finally get to this hockey thing. Trump apparently screamed at Zelensky and so much more before we do any of that. Memories are more important than things. Remember that. I have experienced it. You have probably experienced it in your life. That thing you got for Christmas, that little gadget, it was fun for a while. You know what's better? Remembering that time on the beach with your dad. It's better. Remembering your wedding day. Remembering when the kids were little babies. Ab and I were talking about that this weekend. Get those physical pictures digitized. Get your home movies, those Super 8 films, those VHS tapes, photo negatives too. Get them digitized. Let Legacy Box do it. Did you know they digitize over 15 types of media? Maybe you're thinking, well, I have something different. Legacy Box probably does it. They will make sure your stuff is digitized and therefore preserved forever. Imagine pulling up that baby album on your phone. LegacyBox.com/Jesse is where you go to do it. Get your box. At least get your box. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Monday, and we shall return tomorrow. Do not forget that I'm not going to be here Thursday, but it's because I'm doing that Megyn Kelly tour thing. She's coming to tour Sugarland or Houston area. I don't know if there are any tickets left, probably not, but there might be. I found out finally what I'm doing. I guess I'm not giving a speech. So it caused a little bit of a controversy in the Kelly household. I assumed that I was going to get up and give a speech. And I found out from Megan's people, who are wonderful. Megan's great. that it's not a speech. It's going to be like a 25-minute Q&A. She's going to sit me down on the stage. It's going to be a Q&A. To which I said to Ab, well, that'll be fun. I can't wait. But I thought I was giving a speech. And she, Ab looks at me and she says, why would you think you were giving a speech at the Megyn Kelly event? Did you think this was going to be about you? And that's not true at all. That's not true. And then she dropped this quote on me. Here's an all-time quote. I wrote it down so I could read it back to you verbatim. Quote, I believe God put me here to bring you to a reasonable awareness of yourself. That's what she said. That's not very nice. That's one. Two, I do have, in all seriousness, some heavy news before we get back to a couple other things here. You remember that Stoner cheesesteak place I was telling you about earlier in the show? Well, we decided, after we talked about it, hey, got ourselves hungry. Let's put in a little inquiry. We got back some heavy news. I think they're closing down. I think they're closing down. Remember, this is not the first time this has happened to this area. We had that other cheesesteak place. What was it called, Chris? Lefty's. That's right, Lefty's. Lefty's cheesesteaks. It was authentic. The dude was from Philly. These authentic Philly cheesesteaks. And they were so frigging good. We would get so excited whenever we would get Lenny's. And it closed down. Is this not a cheesesteak market? Do these people who run these businesses just not know how to make money on a cheesesteak? I don't know what the answer is. Chris, maybe you people could get involved. And look, we're just talking about making money here, running a business. Maybe you can get involved. Granted, the cheese and meat thing is a problem for you, right? But you can sell it to others, can't you? Gentiles and such. Can you make some calls, please? Let's get a hold of Lefty with one of your relatives. And we'll figure this out. We have to figure this out. St. Louis Sharks apologize for pro-ice jumbotron message during Hispanic night. You know how much fun I would have if I was ever running the jumbotron at a sporting event? It would probably be a bit of a one-off, but I would have so much fun. Anyway, Democrats are crazy. This is a lady who wants to be the Democrat governor of Virginia.
I certainly want to protect every person who might be interested in arriving at the United States, claiming asylum, working here, coming as a refugee, whatever the parameters or the need that begins their desire to move to our country.
A reminder that if Democrats are ever given power again, if they ever have enough power in the House, Senate, and the White House again, they will mass amnesty 40 million people so fast it will make your head spin. Republicans like James Lankford will help them do it, and then we will never win another national election again. In fact, the United States of America will be effectively over because the hostile foreigners who have been brought here and then bribed by the Democrat Party, them and their 80,000 kids per couple will go on to vote Democrat for the rest of their lives, and your country is finished. Truly a force for evil. What's a force for good? Rough Greens. Rough Greens keeps your dog alive. I actually got to hang on Saturday with Dr. Dennis Black and his lovely wife. And they're just the best people. And his daughter. Got to meet his daughter. She's awesome. Just people who love animals. When I say Dr. Dennis Black loves animals, dude, he has pigs, cows. Like, the dude has like a farm. And he was passionate about keeping dogs alive. So he created Rough Greens. And it's now, surprise, surprise, the number one dog supplement in America. You sprinkle it on your dog's food, your dog's going to go crazy for it. But it has all these live nutrients in it. You will see so many differences in your dog. You will know, wow, my dog's getting healthy. My dog's going to live longer. Go to roughgreens.com. Use the promo code Jesse. That gets you a free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com, promo code Jesse, or call 214-ROUGH-DOG. All right? All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Trump rule sidelines 6,000 truckers over English tests. Just a reminder to you that you've been driving, you've been sharing the highway with 6,000 big rig drivers who can't read, speak, or understand English enough to pass a test. Trump gives Zelensky reality check in alleged shouting match before sending him on his way. It feels like Trump is going to spend 4 years trying to bring an end to this Russia-Ukraine disaster, and I'm just not so sure he's going to be able to do it. Zoran Mandani's chief of staff confirms that he hates the NYPD. Look, if New Yorkers choose this guy, that's fine. You should not be allowed to leave New York if you vote for him. I am coming around to this rule, which sounds tyrannical. If you live in New York City and you vote for Mamdani, you must stay until his term as mayor is up. If you vote for a statewide candidate, you are not allowed to leave that state until their term is up. It is time to stop these people from destroying us. China's economy grows 4.8% in the third quarter as expected. China's economy didn't grow 4.8%. China lies about everything all the time. Why do they lie about everything all the time? Because they're communists, and that's what communists do. Kamala Harris calls Biden's snub of Elon Musk a, quote, big mistake at the 2021 electric vehicle event. There was no way Joe Biden was ever going to win over Elon Musk. Those aware of Elon Musk's personal situation know this, that he's got about 80,000 kids with 100,000 different women. One of his sons was trannied against his will. Elon Musk is mortified by this fact, and now he obsessively despises the evil left, and there was no way the LGBTQ Biden White House were ever going to satisfy him with any answers on that. House GOP announces $24 million cash haul as government shutdown drags on. I mean, I'd be excited if the House GOP had ever done anything worthwhile. A sneaky way corporate America blacklists conservatives and how some are fighting back. Yes, corporate America, this is why people on the right don't care when war is declared on you. I will return tomorrow. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.